Thank you for contacting customer support. This is not. Thank you for contacting customer support with Omax Health. This is Nia speaking. May I please have the zip code and the first and last name on the account you're calling in about?
I don't know if I even have an account. I think I set up with a guest account with Mark O'Sullivan. Sorry.
Michael Sullivan. Can I get the zip code on that?
M4J49. I don't think that's actually the one I registered or used.
Your zip code on your shipping address.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find it. Sorry, now. P31.
P31?
X487.
Is that like your five-digit zip code, like the number?
This is an international postal.
Oh, it's an international postal. Let's see. Could you hold for one moment?
No problem.
Could you repeat that zip code for me, please?
Yeah, it is P31X487.
X487?
478, sorry.
It doesn't allow me to type in more than five digits.
Right. Can I give you the order number?
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Just let me know when you're ready.
491-570.
491-570?
Yeah. So I've already called customer care, you know, the number I called earlier. And they advised me to send an email to care@omaxhealth.com. And they were unable to help me. They were unable to find my email address. Whereas they sent me on this number then to call afterwards if I wasn't able to get an answer from the email.
I understand. Let's see. Give me one moment.
No problem. Like the one I have is Global ShopX order number. And I don't have a Omax Health specific one. The only one I have is the Global ShopX one.
I understand. All right, I'm going to try to search it searching your account using your email address.
Yeah, so they couldn't find it earlier, but it's mmark, M-A-R-K, O-S, 01210@gmail.com.
01210@gmail.com? And you say Marcos?
@gmail.com.
Okay, marco0210@gmail.com.
Yeah.
It was M-A-R-K-O-S?
Yep. 01210@gmail.com. So it created, set up an order, made an order on the 28th. And I'd contacted the social media pages to figure out if international shipping was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, whoever I was talking to had said yes, that it was, and to just click international shipping on the website. So I went through that, went through the Global ShopX setup, got an email, paid for the order, got a confirmation order from Global ShopX, but that was the only email I've received. I haven't received any follow-up emails or information.
And you ordered this from the OMAX website?
Yeah.
Could you hold for one moment?
No problem.
All right. So we'll talk to my supervisor to see if I can, there's anything else I can do. And I
no,
did look.
No problem.
But unfortunately, I don't think we can help with international accounts.
How do you mean?
This is a U.S. phone number, and my system doesn't pull any international accounts up.
Okay.
At least this customer service number, they should have an international phone number. I'm not 100% sure, but
like I rang Global ShopX myself and they just said email OMAX.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got talked to OMAX. I think was it Tiffany was her name? Yeah, Tiffany. And she had just said, sent on this number. Hi, Mark. That I need to order from Global ShopX.
I understand.
But I ordered through your website. So what's the situation there? Like, I ordered through OMAX Health. I kind of just want to deal with OMAX.
I understand. Give me one moment. I'm going to see if I can just get you transferred to the supervisor. Maybe there's
no problem at all. I understand this isn't your issue or fault, and I don't know where you are, but it's like 5 o'clock here, and I don't want to go into your home time.
Oh no! You're completely fine.
Okay.
Let's see. I just don't know what to do. Like.
No problem. The girl earlier didn't either, because she was trying to work out how I was able to order it and. Like, you literally go onto your website, and there I added something to my cart, and shipping outside of the USA is underneath the word checkout, and I clicked international checkout and just continued on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's what I'm trying to work out at this stage, and what to do.
Okay, I understand. I'm still here. And can I ask which product?
I've been clicking away. I got another email just saying to contact Global ShopX. But okay. I contacted Global ShopX, and they've told me to come to you guys.
Right. So, could I ask which product you purchased?
Pardon?
Can I ask which product you purchased?
It was the Duo CryoFreeze CBD Pain Roll-On. I can sit here and I can give you the SKU for the order. I have a bill. I paid for this. It was €92 in the end. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I have to sort it out. Yeah, and Global ShopX have a record of the order being received, but nothing else.
Okay.
Not that a package was sent out or done anything.
I understand.
Sorry, Manny.
Oh, it's no problem. I'm talking to my supervisor.
Okay.
Here. And again, that email address was markles0210, correct?
01210@gmail.com.
01210? Yeah. I'll try to see if there's any other systems I can search or.
No problem. Otherwise, I'm just going to go in and ring ShopX again and see if they can do anything.
I understand. Orders. Do you have that order number, sir? Could you read that to me again?
Yeah. The one I have here, the only order number I have is 000-491-570. As this is a new feature, is it potentially a bug that the order was created in the shipping but not in the order with OMA?
It might be possible.
Sorry, I'm involved in software and myself, and the Instagram person said that it was a new feature. So it's there. That would be my thinking, that potentially this was set up through OMA or Global ShopX. And
okay.
Maybe the order shipping went through on their end, but not on the OMAX end.
Yeah, that sounds like it might be it. What I'm gonna do?
Yeah.
I'm going to. Actually, one moment. I apologize, my supervisor.
No,
confirming. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and see if I can. I'll document this and see if we can get someone to call you back.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure the information's as correct as it possibly can be.
Yeah, not a problem.
So could you spell your name for me slowly, please?
So M-A-R-K, Mark, and then O'Sullivan, O apostrophe S, U-L-L, I-V-A-N.
All right. You said Mark Sullivan, S-U-L...
O'Sullivan.
Oh, Mark O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Could you spell Sullivan for me one more time?
O apostrophe S, U-L-L, I-V-A-N.
All right.
So the order actually didn't ship to myself. It actually shipped to a Mary, because I'm actually up in Toronto. But it was an order I was making for my mother.
Okay, so it could be under Mary O'Sullivan?
It could actually, it could be under Mary. That might make sense.
All right.
Mary might be the account, but the email address, the one I've given you, should be correct.
Okay. And then it's Marcos...
01210@gmail.com.
0-1-2... You say 01210.
Yep, that's it.
All right.
@gmail.com.
And red document is not. All right, I went ahead and got that set up for you. Is there?
Cool.
So yeah, you should get a call back. I apologize, there's not much else I can really, you know.
Not a problem. Do you need my number to call me back?
The number I'm calling that I have on file is 647-913-0156.
That's the one. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you should get a call back to that number.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time, and I appreciate it.
No problem whatsoever, and thank you for contacting Max Health. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful day.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day.
You too.